Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard once again and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Your ghost hosts for this evening are myself, Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
And as always, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars. We won't be doing that for you. Guys, Thanksgiving has come and gone. Did y'all get enough to eat last week?
Too much. Always too much.
Oh, man. Way too much.
Well, in the words of the great philosopher, I believe it was Plato, better to have eaten too much than too little.
I don't think Plato would have said that. Because
maybe that was something on your plate at a Chinese restaurant.
Maybe that was
a fortune cookie.
Maybe that was it. Well, today we are glad to hop back on the carousel of process. As you know, last week we interviewed Josh Humphrey from EasyWW.com, and we are certainly thankful for him and his willingness to come on. And again, as you mentioned, Craig, we were his first podcast interview.
What a way to kick off the Hall of Personalities with Josh. Josh was a great interview, and hopefully we can have him back many more times. But it was a great, great day for us.
And we know that it opened up before the Hall of Presidents did. So that we do have that milestone.
Yeah, there may be a lot of things that can say they opened up before the Hall of Presidents.
And Derek, speaking of milestones, you know what today is?
National Diesel Day?
It is. Hey, you got it in early. It's not, actually. It's actually episode 13, Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
Carousel of Process, your Disney World planning timetable. Now, what are we talking about today, Derek?
Just our timetable to get things done for our Disney trips.
That's right, because you can't just, as we've said multiple times, you can't wake up one day and say, hey, let's go to Disney World. Well, I guess you can, but it may not be the most convenient thing.
Just far less enjoyable trip that way.
Yes. Just to give you a rundown up to this point on the carousel of process, we've kind of talked about some travel options to Disney World, hotel options, ticket options, whether or not to get the dining plan. We've gone over some time-saving tips for you. We'll be talking about some more planning tips in the near future, but today we want to address how soon do you want to start planning for a Disney World vacation? How soon do you want to start looking at those flights, your dining plan availability, your dining reservations, fast pass reservations, because there is a checklist, so to speak, of dates that you have to go down.
If I were to go for our first trip ever, I would probably start looking about 18 months out as far as trying to get pricing for the rooms and ticket prices, just to know in my head what my budget would need to be.
18 months.
For me, I'm just...
Now, Craig, I believe that's a year and a half, correct?
On most calendars, yes.
Yes.
So, I don't know. What do you think? Is that too far out to kind of start getting your budget in mind?
I don't think it's ever too far out. I mean, you can take it a little over the top. I don't think you'd need to be planning 3-4 years in advance, but I think 18 months is a solid place to start if that's what you're looking to do.
If you're fairly serious, I mean, even 18 months, it's just going to give you an idea. Nothing's going to be set in stone until
right.
you make that final payment.
Well,
anyway,
and of course, you can't look at flights or anything like that if you're planning on flying, but I think it's a great idea because, especially if you want to save, we take several trips to Disney, but it is a very expensive trip, so you do have to plan in advance. I think 18 months is, for your average person, that's a great way to start looking at it.
Well, I think if you don't have the foresight to that, even a year in advance, you can kind of start getting an idea and planning ahead. So as far as making reservations, how early would you suggest? Well, how early can you make a Disney World hotel reservation?
I believe that's 1 year, Matthew.
I think it is 1 year. And so you can get an idea of, and you don't necessarily have to book it, but let's say it's currently near the end of November as we are recording this. I can look, I think, all the way up until early November next year to see what kind of hotel prices they would have, as you said, figure out a cost estimate for all those things.
And really, there's no penalty if you want to go ahead and book it, because you can change that up to the date. You also, if discounts arise, you can add that to it. So really, if you want to book ahead, I know Derek, some of the things that he's planned here for his upcoming trip, kind of look at different places to stay. There's a lot of things booked already. So if you want to book a year in advance, there's no penalty really for it. You just got to put down a down payment.
Right.
And the earlier, the better when it comes to making your reservation. That just gives you longer time to make payments. So if you're doing a room only, or if you're doing a whole package, it gives you 12 months to make payments versus 2 or 3 that sometimes happens to me. Because my last few trips, I've planned in 2 or 3 months away. So it's not really good for me to make those plans and try and pay it off over an extended period of time.
You're talking about making payments and things like that. Again, we're not here to push credit cards, but Disney credit card is one you can book a room on and there's no interest for a year.
Right.
And so things like that are good advantages if you want to go ahead and plan that out and pay for that.
To talk about a timetable, the three of us, back in May 2016, we kind of headed up a trip for a group from our church. It ended up about 40-something people going. And we started the planning stages with that the June prior to that. So almost a year in advance to kind of let everyone know, okay, here are the dates we're looking at. Here are some hotel options for you. Here kind of some of the things we've talked about on this show. But just to give everybody an idea and keep everyone on the same page, I think 12 to 18 months is a great place to start if you have that option.
And if you do nothing else, but go ahead and get your My Disney Experience, what would that be called? Your account, I guess, on that would be the best thing to start. Even touring plans suggest 12 to 7 months out, do that. But for me, it's at least a year, because then you can get on there and kind of see what's upcoming, what the plans are. Correct me if I'm wrong, don't they already have some refurbishments laid out that they're going to be doing a year in advance, things like that? So that'll kind of give you a heads up on some when you want
to
go.
And usually if you'll go to the hotels, they'll show you, yes, that this hotel will be undergoing refurbishments. So what do we book first? Hotel? Tickets? Popcorn?
If you're talking about you're still talking about 18 months out or 12 months out?
No, let's go with the 12. When you can actually book stuff.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
So you can book hotels up to 12 months in advance.
Yes.
What about tickets?
I was wondering if that was a question.
It's hard
so
to
you
tell.
Can?
It's hard to tell sometimes.
Tickets,
yes, tickets you can buy anytime you get your hotel, or you can buy them separately.
And I'll say this, I think we mentioned this back on the tickets episode when we talked about tickets. Usually Disney increases their ticket prices in late January, early February of every year. So if I know I'm going in a year that's coming up soon, I will go ahead and buy those tickets. Last year, I think I've mentioned this before too, we're going here in about 3 weeks, which I'm very excited about. But I bought those tickets back in January, I believe, before the prices went up. And for our party, we saved about $150 just by doing that. So,
are you not an annual pass holder?
Well, I am an annual pass holder. I had to get tickets for my wife and for my son and for my mom.
I see.
So it's
for the other people in the group.
For those that aren't as a lucrative member as I am. So the earlier you can get your tickets, the better. And again, it helps perhaps on some of the cost. You're not having to pay it all in one lump sum. I can go ahead and buy my tickets and then link them to my Disney account. So the next number, I guess we had two. So we've talked about tickets. We've talked about hotel, which the earlier you can get to those, the better. Again, 12 to 18 months out is ideal to start looking. And anywhere from 10 to 12 months is probably ideal to start looking at tickets and actual hotel packages. What about our dining, Derek?
Dining is going to be right around the six-month window, 180 days from your first day that you're going to get into the park. And you can make reservations for the entirety of your trip.
Yes.
And so at 180 days, that seems kind of ridiculously long, a long time to try and plan a meal, which is why we don't do it very often.
Here we go.
But it's just,
we're not attacking your dining, your precious dining plan.
But see, to me, it's Disney wants you to make these plans 180 days out. But they don't tell you what parks are going to be open late with extra magic hours. They don't tell you maybe what rides are going to be closed for refurbishment sometimes. So,
but again,
you're lacking information at that 180-day mark.
You can cancel. Go ahead and make reservations. You can cancel without penalty up until, I'm trying to
24 hours ahead.
Yep.
And that's something, Derek, you mentioned that Josh talked a little bit about on our last episode. you know, as far as him trying to make crowd calendars and crowd projections, with Disney changing, waiting till the last minute to change their hours, it's hard to plan that far ahead. And they're asking us to make dining reservations 6 months out, and which is a little extreme, but that's the name of the game. And you did say that you can book it up for the entirety of your stay. I believe that's only if you're staying at a Disney World hotel.
Correct.
So
correct.
If you're staying at a Disney hotel, let's say you're staying for 7 days, you could theoretically make dining reservations for 187 days out. 6 months in advance, you're going to want to start booking whatever restaurants that you want. And let's say this, too. There's just a few restaurants that you really have to book that early.
I'd say five or fewer, really, that's on that list. It'd be Our Guest, Ohana. What else?
Cinderella's Royal Table.
Sometimes Beaches and Cream. Just because it's so small.
But
probably not that early.
The biggest advantage that I've found booking that early is you kind of get a better choice of times that you want. I tried to book Ohana 184 days out for our upcoming trip, and the best time I could get was 4 o'clock for dinner. So take that for what it is.
And just a side note on that, kind of mentioned earlier, if you do book or you can't get into Ohana and you want to get into Ohana, wait till that 24 hour before you go. I mean, you know, if you don't have a reservation there and you think, we want to go to Ohana, somebody may cancel out with it right before they get, you know, penalized and drop that. So there's a chance of getting into that.
There's always a good, it's always a good idea to look at the last minute.
And so, yeah, and sometimes day of reservations have opened up sometimes.
Also, you can start those reservations 180 days out at 5 a.m. online.
Oh, yes, we didn't say that. Is it 5 or 6?
It's 6 Eastern.
Okay.
So it's 5 a.m. Central.
Now, you used to have to call to make those reservations. Now you can do it all on the app, My Disney Experience app and online, which is so much better. I remember the first time that I was having to get up early in the morning and call, and then you can call, but you're going to have to wait for a
Well, you got to wait another hour, too.
Right.
Because, I mean, online's an hour before doing it.
That's right.
Calling.
You can get online earlier than calling in. It's a good point. So brew some extra strong coffee that morning.
Or just don't go to bed.
That's right.
That would be my plan.
All-nighter.
I do want to say this. We're kind of recording this episode to give you an ideal timetable. Later on, we're going to do some episodes as far as planning a last-minute trip. If you've only got 2 or 3 months to prepare or 2 or 3 weeks, we want to help walk you through that. So that'll be coming up in the episodes ahead. In other words, you know, if you can't get Ohana, what would be a good alternative? If you can't get fast pass reservations to Flight of Passage in Animal Kingdom, what would be a good alternative?
And who can is the question.
That's question. I think you have to be a government employee that with
super secret clearances.
Yes, level 7. Is that a level?
It is. It sounds good.
Why not?
Very daunting.
So you at 6 month, the 6 month mark is where we're looking at dining. What is up next, gentlemen?
But also at the 180 day mark, you can do park tours, spa treatments.
Oh wow, I did not know that.
So any of the other recreational activities that are around the property, and Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and dessert parties. So
and by the way, just I'm a bunch of side notes today for your spa treatment when you book. You're good all day. I mean, so you can keep going back and not get more spa. I mean, you can go to the spa all day long. I mean, it's just a
so I can get a massage and come back 3 hours later and they'll give me another massage.
Not another massage.
Oh.
But you can hang out and whatever, enjoy the amenities.
The amenities.
Of the spa.
I've never had a massage.
Ooh, we need to have Sissy and Misty on to talk about the spa experience.
They would talk highly about that.
Massages.
Now, guys, I do want to say we probably got a little bit of ahead of ourselves because in order to make dining reservations, you need to know what park you're going to be in on what day, most likely.
Ooh, yes.
I don't agree with that.
You disagree. Why is that?
Do you plan around the dining?
Because you can just make whatever reservations you want and cancel them later. So why do you have to know? You just start booking everything.
But at the same time, you don't want to book one for, say, you don't want to book a dining reservation for Epcot, and then you end up in the Magic Kingdom that day. Well, you can't book one at the Magic Kingdom for that same time. They won't let you book one.
Oh, they won't let you do that?
I don't think so. A lot of times they'll say there's overlapping dining or something of that effect.
We need to test that.
But I think it's a good idea to go ahead and be looking at some various crowd calendars online. Email us as far as what parks would be good to go to on what day, because the more knowledge you can have as far as because obviously, you don't want to have to book 2-3 dining reservations every day just because you don't know what park you're going to be in. So I think knowing where you're going to be and where you want to dine before you make those reservations is very important.
But again, this is Disney wanting you to plan when they're not giving you all the information.
That's true.
So, I mean, because if you're wanting to go to Magic Kingdom on a Tuesday, but they've got extra magic hours, I would recommend going on a Wednesday instead. But you're not going to find that out until the 60-day mark, probably.
True.
So I don't think that the way that Disney tries to make you plan and then doesn't give you all the information is quite fair or just.
Justice. I'm a believer in truth, but I also like justice.
And pancakes.
Justice League in theaters now. And pancakes. Something else, too, is you want to know what reservations you want to make. You want to have an idea of what restaurants you want to go to. And that's something that we'll share with you in episodes to come. But before that 180-day mark, just having an idea, okay, do I want to eat at a place like Tony's Town Square or at a Skipper Canteen in the Magic Kingdom? You know, if I'm going to Magic Kingdom, which one of these would work best for me? Do I want to have breakfast, lunch, or dinner? There's so many variables that go into that. So just doing some research as far as this is where we have to eat, this is where we want to eat, this is the meal we want to eat in, before you make those reservations. Because you don't want to get up at 180 days and just blindly go into it. Having an idea of where you want to dine is vital in the planning process.
And that's why you start 18 months out.
Correct.
Or 12 months, like Derek said. I mean, seriously, that's why you start out and you plan it all out and you kind of get an idea. It's still tough because you are looking at what's Disney doing this day. But you know you're not going to Magic Kingdom on Saturday. I mean, there's certain days you definitely know, so you can kind of plan roughly still a year out, mm-hmm, or 180 days out.
And I think a lot of it's easy to probably hear what we're talking about and say, oh my goodness, they're talking a year and a half when you're planning this vacation. You don't have to do that. You can still go to Disney World and have a fabulous time on 2 or 3 weeks notice. But just the more you can plan, the more it's going to help you and your family. And all the work is done for you prior to your getting there.
Just about every podcast, every blog, every website will encourage you to do what they're not doing. In other words, don't do what the crowds are doing. So in the same way, there are people showing up every day in Magic Kingdom that plan about a week or a month in advance and really are lost and standing in lines and are just having an awful time. We're doing our best to keep you from doing that because we want you to plan ahead and look at, even if it's 6 months in advance, but you're planning ahead so you know you're not going to be in the crowds, you're not going to be miserable standing in lines and doing what everybody else is doing.
So we've booked a hotel, we've bought our tickets, we've made dining reservations. What about travel? What about how early do you need to be looking at if you're going to fly? Obviously, if you're going to drive, this isn't as important, but if you're going to fly, how early do we need to be booking that?
I was just trying to think, when do how far in advance is it usually for the months on, say, Southwest?
Well, for Southwest, I know just a couple weeks ago they released their July itinerary. So you're looking at 9 months out, 8 or 9 months out, and now other airlines may be different. But for Southwest, they put their travel itineraries 8 or 9 months out. Do you need to book the flights that early, Derek?
Not always. It just sometimes it's beneficial. I know I've looked sometimes at those early dates, and those are the cheapest prices that you're going to get. But sometimes they're not the cheapest prices. So it's kind of, if you miss that 8 or 9 month window, it's not the end of the world. You're probably going to be able to get them at reduced prices, but just don't think that they're all going to be $49 each way to be able to fly and get those tickets. Southwest does it every once in a while for $49 each way to Orlando from Nashville, but that's pretty rare.
So the flights are kind of a number that fluctuates probably as far as your length.
It is. I would say anywhere from the 8 months out to even 2 months out. As long as you have them before the 60-day mark hits your calendar, you're going to be... should be in pretty good shape about getting discounted tickets. Tickets.
A tisket, a tasket.
We want a basket.
All right.
So we've talked about so far how far to start planning. We've talked about dining. We've talked about flights.
So what about fast passes, Craig?
Hey, what about fast passes?
What is a fast pass? We haven't talked about that on the show.
We have not.
But, Craig, why don't you tell us what is a fast pass? You got 10 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. I'm nervous. I can't do it.
8 seconds.
Oh, no. The bomb's good. Where's my guy?
Five seconds.
If you're planning out to go to Disney, you want to, again, maximize your time, and that is using fast passes to ride your rides. That way you're not standing in line. You do that by, again, going to the app and picking your fast passes. And as we mentioned in the last podcast, I guess the two podcasts before, the one without Josh, of how to keep updating that so you can kind of see what you want. Pick a time, and you can change that and get the kind of time you want to for a fast pass. But they're very handy. They changed that. It used to be tickets, now it's all on the app. They changed that a few years ago. It's debatable which one's better, but it's an advantage to not having to stand in line. Everybody in the park, everybody's got a ticket that day, gets three.
It's included in your park admission. Fast pass is not an additional fee. As Craig said, everybody gets three per day. Once you've used those three, you can get one additional one. After you use that, you can get more and more and more.
Resort guests get the 60-day.
Yes. We will have an episode in the near future talking about fast passes and the best use of fast pass, because that's a huge part of your Disney vacation. But, Derek, what were you saying about 60 days?
If you're Walt Disney World resort guest, you get 60 days. You get to start making your Fast Pass Plus reservations 60 days out, versus, say, you're an annual pass holder in Florida, you can't make those until 30 days out, and other non-resort guests.
And this is where things get tricky for most people. When you take an average vacation, you go, there's some planning involved, but you're not planning out your days. Disney is giving you access 2 months ahead to say, okay, 2 months from now, I'm going on a random Tuesday, I'm going to be in Epcot, and here are the Fast Pass selections I need to make. And so, do I need to get Soarin' from 9:15 to 10:15 a.m., or do I need to get Test Track from noon to 1? This is where Disney, I think, makes it difficult on a lot of people, because now you're deciding what parks you have to be in based on your dining, but now you're having to pick a park, and that's the thing. You can't pick them in multiple parks. You have to pick all three in one park per day, and so you're really having to narrow yourself to where you're going to be at different times of the day. So that's a challenge, but in the episodes to come, we will help you. Craig, what fast passes do you have to book 60 days out?
I was going to say, another footnote there is...
Another
side note. If you're planning, at that point, the park's times should be close to what they're going to be. I mean, you should know by that point when you're making, as we said earlier, with dining reservations a little difficult, but at this point, you should have your times pretty good. What time the park opens, what time the park closes, extra magic hours, etc. So that helps out with your fast passes.
It does. So what's the difference between a side note and a footnote?
A footnote is on your foot, and the side is on your side.
Perfect. Did you know that, Derek?
Elbow to back fat.
good times. So what fast passes do you have to book 60 days in advance? Because, again, like dining, you don't necessarily have to do that 60 days or 30 days in advance even. But there's some rides, and again, these fast passes are not unlimited. Certain rides have certain numbers available to them. So what are rides in, say, Hollywood Studios that you need to book as soon as possible?
Are there rides in Hollywood Studios?
There are four, okay. Yes.
All right. Well, definitely Toy Story.
Toy Story Mania.
That's the
Toy Story Midway one. Mania. What else?
You're probably going to go to Star Tours.
Yes.
Derek?
Tower of Terror.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yep.
That's one of the slightly tiered.
That's tough. You know, you got to pick Rock and Roller Coaster or Toy Story. I think probably the one that has less availability is probably Rock and Roller Coaster, just from what I've seen. So Rock and Roller Coaster is probably priority one, followed by Toy Story, so on and so forth. And again, a lot of times you can get those within just a couple of weeks of going, too.
Correct.
What about, Derek, at Animal Kingdom? What do you need to book at 60 days out?
You're going to have to pick which Pandora ride you want to ride.
Correct.
And at 60 days... That'd be it for Animal Kingdom to me.
Well, Flight of Passage.
Right. A Pandora ride. You have to pick which Pandora ride you want.
But you probably want to pick Flight of Passage.
Would you really? I mean, there's a choice.
Not everybody.
Well, true. But if you don't pick Flight of Passage at 60 days out, you're not going to get it.
No.
Most likely.
Well,
you can get Navi River Journey, but it's much more difficult to get.
It is.
Flight of Passage. And let's say this, too, before I forget. It's just like dining. You can book fast passes for the length of your stay. So if you're staying for 5 days, you can book it from 60 days out of the first day you're going to be there all the way up until the time you leave. So you can do all 5 days worth of fast passes. Epcot, what is important?
Test Track,
But what's the top one?
Would it be Frozen?
Frozen Ever After, yes.
How is the new mission space? How's that on the fast passes?
I think they're just as easy to get as they were before. That's what from what I understand.
Even without Captain Dan.
So at Epcot, Frozen Ever After, Test Track, Soarin' are all very important.
Maelstrom.
Maelstrom, rip. Sorry, Mo. It's no longer there. Yeah. Have you been to a Disney park in the last 2 or 3 years, Craig? I'm just curious. Horizons?
Ellen?
Rip. Great movie ride. No. So, now I think Epcot Character Spot is probably one that has limited availability, too.
Those are hard to get after. I would say Character Spot after Frozen. It's probably as hard to get as anything.
It's definitely, in my experience, it's been difficult to get a good time for that, one that's convenient. And at Magic Kingdom.
You get your Chase Visa, then you can get some special character meet and greets.
Yes.
And don't look at the camera.
But we're not promoting credit cards.
Hey, Derek, don't look at the camera. What? Okay. Magic Kingdom, what is your fast pass priority? What's the one ride at Magic Kingdom you need to book as soon as possible?
PhilharMagic.
Correct.
I think that would be Mine Train.
I was going to say Mad Tea Party, but it is the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which you can have some success getting in, you know, around the 45-day mark. But again, if you're wanting that good time, especially if you have a larger party in terms of number, not in terms of size, but if you have a larger party in terms of number, you're going to want to book it 60 days out.
Probably Peter Pan, Space Peter Mountain.
Pan's flight, Princess Meets.
Yes.
Those are limited.
And really, in some instances, depending on how many FastPass you've used and what day, if it's your third or fourth day, whatever, you may look at some of the parade spots
you're
using for your FastPasses.
So the 60 days out for FastPass, and also, what else can you do at 60 days out?
You can start checking in.
Your online hotel check-in. And why is that beneficial, Derek?
I'm not real sure.
Does that help you get better rooms?
Does it, Craig?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
It does allow for you to put in some requests. Let's say, depending on the hotel you're staying at, if you want to stay on a ground floor or if you want to stay in a certain wing of the hotel, or you want to stay near the parking.
But that's not limited to 60 days.
No, you can begin online check-in.
At 60 days.
As soon as, but you can do it up to 30 days.
But I'm just saying it doesn't...
Keep this civil.
You can make your request, but it's not going to... They don't actually assign rooms until like 3 or 4 days out.
It doesn't guarantee anything.
Right.
But I like to do it just because I get it done, I get it over with, and it allows you to, when you land, you can just pass the check-in desk. They'll text you your room number, and you can literally go straight to your room if you want to. Now, if you're like me, you may still want to go by the check-in desk just to make sure everything's in order. But
and while I'm in there doing that, I like to go on and do my magic bands.
Make your magic band order. I think you can do that up to about a month out. They'll usually mail those. We got our magic bands in the mail the other day, right at a month from our trip. So personalize your magic bands. Make your fast pass reservations. Do your online check-in. Just go ahead and do all that at 60 days out if you're able to. If you're not staying on site, you can make your fast pass reservations at 30 days out. And a lot of times you can still get a lot of good availability there, but maybe not what you would is if you were staying in a Disney World hotel.
Well, you've gotten all those tickets and you've done everything else. We didn't mention the Memory Maker.
And we didn't mention Disney's Magical Express.
Right. Ooh, yeah, that's the one you always forget because it's not easy to find on the Disney app.
On the app it's not, but on the regular website it's easier than it used to be to find it. Because it asks you if you want to add air transportation or ground transportation, and I think it's listed under the ground transportation part. So it's a lot easier to find than it used to be.
Don't forget to do that, because if you forget, then it's a hassle to try to get back on the Magical Express and get to where you need to go. Plus, don't forget your bag tags they send you from Magical Express when you go.
That's important.
I've done that a time or two, and that was not good.
So I think with about a month to go, it's always good to double-check everything. Also, make sure that
you pay for it.
You pay that. Yes, make sure that it's paid. Now Disney will probably send you multiple emails to make sure that it is paid for, but make sure that it's paid for. Make sure that your Disney's Magical Express is reserved. It's always doesn't hurt to call or email them just to double check. And then in a couple days, pack your belongings and get ready for the time of your life. Is there anything we're forgetting, guys?
I don't think so. We have access, we probably need to say this, touringplans.com is a big help on planning this out and have a lot of those dates that we just gave you kind of roughly where you can see those and kind of plan by those. Plus, they got some other things thrown in there here and there, but they're it's a handy website to use for your dates.
Dates at Disney, not a general date out to the mall.
It's not like eHarmony.
My Disney experience, can you help me? I'm trying to impress this girl. As Craig, you said, there are numerous sites on the internet. Just Google Disney World planning timetable or anything of that effect.
Timeline's a good one.
And you'll find lots of good information there. And feel free to email us with any last-minute questions you may have. But again, about a month out, two or couple weeks out, it's always good to double-check everything to make sure that everything is in order. Guys, have we forgotten anything?
I think for me, one thing to add is that you really want to familiarize yourself with park maps. I try to tell people
that's important.
It's kind of hard to fit into the timeline, I think, because some people will want to look at it for long periods, and some will just want to look at it a few days before. And so it just being able to know kind of where you're going before you get there is a big help to me.
Derek, I think there's a wild rabid dog running through the studio. I hear him.
It's our security. What are you talking about? It's
just high-tech security here.
It's just a pug.
In the compound.
Well, guys, I think that does it for the planning timetable. But now I know Derek knows what time it is. That's right. It's time for Grim Grinning Greatness. And Craig, it's your turn. I know you've planned and prepared. Derek, do you know how to play the game?
If I might remember, maybe.
Okay. Craig, what's your question?
Okay, we've been talking about planning, how far out in advance to plan, your fast passes, your dining reservations. If you had done everything at every park and you had one fast pass left, what would be the worst possible fast pass to get? What would be the one that you would not want to waste a fast pass on?
Oh,
at any park, anywhere, what would be the
like
one?
It's almost like getting punished to use this fast pass.
Yes. Oh, yes. My. Because the fast pass people will laugh at you as they see you book it.
They have to be an existing fast pass.
Yes.
That'd be even more fun. If you get
this is kind of a departure.
What? Would that be like a bathroom fast pass? Or is that what you get from
a bath
line?
Pass.
Bath pass.
I like it.
They need to invent those. So this is kind of a departure from what we usually do, because we're usually talking about something that is our favorite, and now
yes.
It's like with our worst.
It's not really being negative. It's just saying don't waste your fast pass on this.
Yeah, that's good advice. Well, Craig, you asked the question, so you get to answer.
Great. I would say anything.
Derek, do you have an answer while Craig thinks?
Go. I do.
What do you got?
I would never, ever, ever use a fast pass for Illuminations.
Really?
Ever.
That's interesting. Why?
You're just standing there watching the show anyway, so you can stand anywhere around a big circle, and it's not really worth watching anyway. Hate a male.
You know, Rivers of Light is kind of like that, too. I mean, we got fast pass, and we sat there for like an hour, and your back was hurting, and you were just miserable when you could have gotten there and got pretty good seats on the other. I think your fast passes are on the right. Well, if you're sitting down, you're on the right side, but the left side was just general admission, and they were sitting in the same exact spot we were, but on the other side. So a lot of those are like that. Fantasmic is pretty good seats, but still, it's not. You're just not in the crowd.
Right. I think the easy answer to give here is any show. I know we used one of Indiana Jones one time, and it was fine. We got good seats, but we still had to arrive early. I think the one I'm going
to
pick.
I don't know. Indiana Jones, you got to sit underneath better fans, I think.
That is, well, maybe that was it.
It's a little bit cooler.
I think the one that I'm going to pick is the Disney Junior Live on Stage Fast Pass. I watched that show one time. Bruin enjoyed it pretty well. I told Sissy the other night, I have no desire to ever see that again, and I would hate to think that I used a Fast Pass there. But that's just me personally. What's one you have, Craig?
Okay, mine would be using a fast pass for the guys that drum on the cans and stuff.
That's not an existing fast pass.
That is not fast pass.
The Jammeters. I would watch the Jammeters probably for 4 hours before I would want to watch Illuminations.
I'm not saying they're not good. I'm just saying they're a waste of Fast Pass.
They don't have Fast Pass. It's live in parking.
That's why I'm saying it'd be bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening to this episode of the Grim Grinning Guys podcast. Bless your hearts for sticking with us through this thing.
I'm sorry, Mama.
We'll try to do better next time. But that was an interesting question. We don't want you to waste your Fast Passes, and we don't want you to waste your time, which is why it's always important to be thinking as soon as possible about planning your next Disney World vacation. Well, that'll do it here from the studios at GGG Worldwide. Kind of like Prestige Worldwide, isn't it, Derek?
He has no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what that
about.
Is.
He doesn't know. We thank you once again for listening into the Grim Grinning Guys. As always, share with your friends. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Podbean. And what else?
I just wanted to say, do you want to say something about our upcoming podcast?
Oh, yes. This coming Thursday, we will have our first ever visiting recent trip rundown, and we'll say more about that this coming Thursday. We have a devoted listener of ours that will be in studio with us, sharing with us some thoughts from his recent trip to Walt Disney World.
I hope there's enough room for him here in the compound.
We're going to have to move a few things, like that Nebraska Cornhusker bag over there of yours.
You'll have to get security pass to get in here.
They will. We thank you once again. As always, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Oh, gosh. We're never going to get done today.
We're not.
Who wants a body massage? It's the body massage machine. Nobody likes the cheap, bad G.I. Joe videos. Okay.
A lot of editing going on in this episode.